for the past few talks, there's been a very fundamental Dharma practice point being clarified, whether it's the third ancestor, beginning with the perfect way, the supreme way, knows no difficulties, or Joshu picking that up. Again, to use that very phrase, to start clarifying this fundamental point. This fundamental point that our whole practice is being this moment universe that is who and what we are. When Joko uses the word experiencing, or Shakyamuni Buddha used talks of hearing, just hearing, or Joshu says, like the ball bouncing on rushing stream. It's always this very life being just this moment. And it's becoming and being clear when we're doing something other, when we're refusing, when we won't accept this perfection that we are, that this life universe is. So, hearing, we begin thinking about, what am I hearing? Who's saying it? It's his saying it. He shouldn't say that. I don't believe that. That shouldn't happen. The whole point of the sutras is to clarify what we always are. So in the Heart Sutra, we just remind ourselves, form is exactly emptiness. It's not something we need to know, conceptually or otherwise, because it is what we are. Form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. Those are exactly this moment what we are. And those are nothing but eye when eyeing, ear when earing. Earing is hearing. Seeing is just the eye functioning without anything added. It's the perfect way, the supreme way, the awakened way. It's who and what we are. So my bringing up these texts, these ancient sayings, these present moment sayings, is just to remind us of what our life always offers us, moment, moment. Our life is this, if we say this nonstop flowing, even that is extra. And yet we need to see that, because if we just said moment thought, we would add on, well, but what's it going to happen? Change to, where did it come from? Why is it this way and not? So ancestors always used these most ordinary devices, these most ordinary reminders to reveal to us don't know mind if I use such words. And despite the fact that we hear this, it's up to us to make good use of it when and as it's necessary. And that's the opportunity of sitting together, whether physically in the Zendo or virtually in the various realms that we are. We have this wonderful invention called computers and Zooms that enables us to be reminded that we are sitting, living, practicing as the whole universe, with the whole universe, because it reminds us of the universe, though we might be in so-called different places. The different places is just our story of the whole universe, some of which we're aware of and some of which we aren't aware of, don't see and see. Yet this whole universe is manifest just in this ball bounce right here. This ball bounce right here. This perfect way, not difficult. If we then get entangled in, I like it, I don't like it, this is confusion, this is clarity, and hold on to those, no problem with them appearing, but holding on to that bounced ball, it's already gone. Already gone. And whether it's a bounced ball outside, something someone said, someone did, or so-called inside, my thoughts, my feelings, coming and going, never are we anywhere else. It's always this very body is the body of the universe. Body of the Buddha. This very body is the body of the Buddha. The whole universe is our body, our universe body. In as the condition of this moment, as the condition of this moment flowing nonstop. That's why we use a word like experiencing as a, if I say it, a verb. Because verbs can't be caught. As soon as we catch them, they're not verbs anymore. And yet we try to catch them and solidify them. Or if I use a fancier word, reify them. And then our universe and our life gets in trouble. Because then we like what we've reified or made solid. Or made into a belief, or we don't like it. Could say, if you said that, how could I feel this if yesterday I felt that? How could I have to deal with this when she doesn't have to deal with it and he already dealt with it? Non-stop flowing. And that's why though we call it Zazen, Zazen is Zazening. Zazening is just this moment, not something extra that you do. But if I say it, it's what we cease to do or cease to hold on to or cease to resist and fight and say no, no. Yes, yes, or any variations thereof. So, since we have this form called a Dharma talk in our tradition as part of Sesshin, part of being this moment, being unified heart-mind, if I use fancier phrase, then so we bring up some of these to just remind us, to just demonstrate how ancestors, how we can more skillfully be who we always are. Practice is always being more skillful who we are so that we can cease doing what creates trouble, what dreams us into suffering, what tangles us into confusion, discomfort, or even harming. I've talked plenty in the past few days, and connected some of it so we could see even over the centuries where threads of practice continue, whether in the Prajnaparamita Sutras and the Xinxin Ming, on believing mind, trusting in mind, in what ancestors said, in the collections, that the cases that are put together in books like, in teachings like the Blue Cliff Record, or like what Joko put together. But it's all intended as supports for us, because we are the ones who refuse to accept this moment, or being just this moment. We're the ones who get the consequences of refusing, of entangling, or we get to be the joy and peace that is who and what our life is. Get to live the joy of the universe and manifest it in our compassionate functioning and responding to all the rushing streams that keep going in myriad directions. Some we imagine, some we couldn't imagine, some we see, some we don't. And yet it's all our life manifesting the universe that we get the opportunity to take good care of. So, I've said enough. Thank you very much.